We were doing Paris yesterday. The handle is, what is meant when we say that we mean Apotropis? For the Palga, the Palga of the Yanuka. Paris says, that the Apotropis is, that the cotton is going to eat the Paris like a Yared. Then he says, no, that the cotton, that the Apotropis, when we murder the Bimayim and the Apotropis, that the cotton will eat like an Oris. Kedela Sparnes. But the rest of it will be saved by the Apotropis for the Shav for this after. In the Rosh, first mashman not like that. The Rosh over here says, Simin Dalit. Brings that up, yeah? So I forgot about all my ain't best in my meat in Apotropis. Nuch say Shavuot. Hacha the Irish. The Shavuot. Who cotton? Best in the skokin. Lutakonos a cotton. My meat in Apotropis. Lamash and Roy. The cotton Irish. Bezin, the Gemara on Aleph says Bezin is not Meirid in Apotropis. Bezin is not Maimin in Apotropis. But here, since cotton's involved, Melo, the Apotropis is for the cotton. In Yavi Ashavu, Yidol cotton, Kedin Karev Shiyer the Nichsei Shavu. So Bezin, the cotton has the status of a karev sheyared lenichsei shavui, but we can't let the cotton in there on his own because he's going to wreck the place. So therefore, we need apotropis. By the end of the day, what's the cotton going to eat? Like a yared lenichsei shavui, which the din is that he eats until the guy comes back. He eats all the pears. At least if he ties this on Amar Aleph. According to Rashi, it would be like an arse anyway. But for the Rosh, whatever the din is, by Yair Karev Shiyar L'Nichsei Shavui, that's what's going to happen over here. And not like Taisus, because our Taisus is not like that. Our Taisus, the Altar of Care Taisus, is of the opinion that a Karev Shiyar L'Nichsei Shavui eats all the Paris, and afterwards eats like an Aris. But over here he says, the Apotropis that will be maimed for the cotton is only going to get Paris like an Aris, and the rest is going to go for the Shavuot. That's Vedas Abaya. That will be maimed the Apotropis for the cotton. In Rava Zogdarash, or it's a bit of a city, let's see. Look more right. Akbam is the Kutu, there's a clear machlag between Taisus and the Rosh. Rava Amar, Migu, the Makmina, Pachapa, the Palka, Makmina, La, Pachapa, Lidach Palka. Since anyway we'll be Mayim and Apotropis over here, Samela will be Mayim and Apotropis on the whole thing. So over here, there's a question. Hooray! We all remember the Machlokes Rashba and the Ra'ah. And the Gemara says that we're not Maimid and Apotropis, L'dikni, for an old person, and that's why in the case where we're Maimid and Apotropis to cut down the harvest that was ready to be harvested, we don't leave the apotropis there because when I'm an apotropis ledikni for an older person, only for a cup. So the machlekes, the Rashba and the Ra'ah, what's the din if the apotropis wants? Is the pshat that we're not maimed the apotropis, meaning like Rashi said, because the apotropis is not going to want to do it for free, so no one's going to want to be an apotropis. Not that we have any problem being maimed an apotropis, just practically speaking, you're not going to find an apotropis. Because for an older person, why should he do it for free? For Yasa, who's a katan, okay, so he has rachmanis, he's willing to go in and as an apotropis. But for Gadol not. For Gadol not. But let's say you find a guy that's willing to do it, you find a tzaddik, yeah? So then we would be maimed apotropis in Phoenix Gadol. So the Megillus over here said again, the Rashba held that we're not Maimed, meaning Mechtes, the guy's going to want to do it. But that's if he wants to do it, then we'll be Maimed. The Ra says no. The Ra said no. They're showing him down the Ra. The Rivakil quote from Rabban. We don't have the Rabban. Someone's mistaken. Someone's the Ra. Somebody said he wrote Rabbeinu and they thought the Rabban. Whatever. But the point is, the Rivakil is down for the Rabban or the Ra. That, given that Mina, The Ra'ah says that no. The Gemara says loy mukminam. Shad is that bedafkul loy mukminam. An apotropis for a gadol, because an apotropis, when he's doing it for little kids, he's gonna take the job seriously because he's figuring they can't do it. So Mela, he has to do it for them. He'll do it seriously. He'll do it well. But Shengit, if he's doing it for a gadol, when he feels that really, well, I shouldn't be doing the gadol should be doing this. So therefore, he's just not gonna do the job well. So not only we say that. We don't expect him to do it, but we don't want him to do it. That's the machlokes, the Rashba, and the Ra'ah. Yes, Daniel.
Is the Ra'ah saying that we bought the apotropis to cut them, or are you
saying that that's
the last resort? Huh? Like, really, it's not ideal, but that's the last resort.
I don't know. I don't know. I have no reason to think that if a cut is a problem. I don't know. I don't see. Forgotten is okay. Forgotten is good. I don't see any hechrach now. The problem is, what do you do with our Gemara? Our Gemara, the Rabbi says, we say Migu, they be maimed an apotropis for the cotton. For the chelik of the cotton, the male will be maimed apotropis. For the chelik of the alleged chelik of the achsa, the second half, we maimed apotropis for the second half. We maimed apotropis for the second half. Now, this is maimed apotropis for the second half. Right? So the Rosh says, it wasn't me who reminded of Trump in the second half. What's going to happen now? So the Rosh says that what's up Trump is going to do in the second half? The Rosh says, just keep the skook in the bed and limits up Trump is a chatzin and chasim. I mean, up Trump is a gam and chatzin acher. Blow the car is a cotton. The goal over here is to help the Shavuot. Now, Petropolis is going to be Meir in Aris, and the Aris will take his Chaluk, and then the rest, the Petropolis will make sure it's kept for the Shavuot. So now the question is, which we're trying to deal with, that the Gabbai with the Mechlek is the Raj Merah. This Gemara we see. That once a mayim and a cotton apachopas for the chel and a cotton, we can mayim and apachopas for the second half. So you see, there's no problem b'etzem being mayim and apachopas. There's no inherent problem in mayim and apachopas. Because if there was an inherent problem mayim and apachopas, who cares if the apachopas is an apachopas for the cotton's part? But it's a problem. So why would we want to extend the apachopas to be in the second half? Apachopas is a bad deal. So mechtesi that will be Miami just because we're Miami apachopas in one half. What's the whole nigu? Miami in one half, male Miami in the other half. Bishlam of the Rajba. That's there's no problem, Rajba and Rashi. There's no problem with an apachopas. You're not going to find a guy that's willing to do it. So Mail over here, the Rosh says, a svara that once you have to manage Trump's anyway, so we'll look a little harder. Maybe it'll be easy to find someone over here because since the guy is bringing up Trump for his own anyway, the chaluk for the cup is being anyways an apachopas. So for him to oversee the work on the second half of the field, right? He'll be, like Rosh said, he'll be maimed an aris, he'll be married an aris, and he'll just be mfakech a little bit once he's in the field anyway. So maybe it's not such a big deal. So maybe you'll find the guy. Okay, so you might as well, because this way, the shavui benefits. Because if the achsa takes it, she'll get everything. You have an apotropis, then it'll be like an aris. So therefore, there's a gain. The goal of the apachopas here is to save the money for the shavuot, because in this case, it's lo shom b'shemes. There's really no reason that the sister should get anything. Only we're gufa normally be married the karev to help out. The male we have to give him, you know, the field shouldn't get got a pot, and therefore we married the karev. But in this case, if we have an aitza. We have an eighth of an apotropis. So Melo, we're not going to marry the karev, and we'll make use of the services of the apotropis. And I normally won't want to do it. Okay, maybe we're here. Once he's there anyway, that's the Migo. Once he's there anyway, maybe we'll be able to convince him to keep an eye out on the second half as well. So that's all with feeding the Malach of the Rajba. Feeding the Malach of the Rajba and Rashi. That's no problem with an Aris. No problem with an Apotropis. The whole problem is they're not going to find someone. Okay, so here we'll find some. It'll be easy to find some. Shailiz though, with feed the Ra. Feed the Ra, that Apotropis is a bad deal. Apotropis is a bad situation. We don't trust the apotropis. We bedafka not maim the apotropis for gadol. Because when it comes to the cotton, the apotropis is going to do his job benemonis. When it comes to gadol, the apotropis is going to be lazy. He's going to do a lousy job. So if that's true, then what's going on in our Gemara? What's Rava's migu? What's Rava's migu? That since we maim the apotropis for the cotton, we're going to be miming him for the second half as well. One says, the problem being miming not the chops. Mm-hmm. So the B'gyayis, what? I didn't say it's not. Well, how he quotes the Ra? Yeah.
Same there.
One second. What do you want?
Were you reading the Torah over here, or were you first called Torah?
We first called it Torah.
Yeah.
No. Where?
Paragraph local
Kmina.
The right side of the
page. Local Kmina. Why? Mishim Lemish
He wants to destroy it.
Okay.
We don't have a shot if he's already here working for a katan. He came down to work for a katan.
No, no, we didn't get to the parents yet. One second. Jump ahead. So again, so we have a problem. that, according to the Ra'ah, maybe it might be a difference. We'll look at that in a second. But according to them, if there's a reason that can not be my Nanapachapas, okay, what's Pshat Nermigal? That's the big question over here on the Sugya. The problem with Nanapachapas, what Shabbat is saying, since anyway we might be over here, so we'll put him in for the second half too. So, okay. So the Mukhiyas of answers, and I don't the way he says it. One second, it doesn't. If Rabbi Abraham Zig is true, then his nusach should have been a little different. One second, Rabbi Abraham is made daig that is a subtle difference, maybe not so subtle, doing the way the Ritva says the Teretz says that the Yisai that Apotropos is a problem the way the Megillas brings it down from the Ra'ah. The way the Ritva says it is that Yod Chomz Adaitim Shalitruchum Nechasim Karoi. Yeah? They're not gonna do a good job. They're not gonna do a good job. They feel that for a kid they'll put themselves out. For God, they're not gonna put themselves out. So well, they're not gonna do a good job. The way Reb is dying in the Ra'ah, he has a psakhanech. He's not only a chayshish, they're not going to do a good job, but a chayshish, they're going to do a bad job. In other words, why would this guy want to do it? Right? He's got no interest over here. Okay, the assignment, poor assignment, melts your heart, so you're going to go ahead and do it. But otherwise, why would you be willing to take the job? Elamai, you have some interest over here. Interest, as they say, and you're going to want to go ruin the field. He added that knech. Shadak men l'troich m'nichse g'dayilim, choyshin lo Hashem l'hafser and chosim who writes it. Yeah? He'll go and read them late. El mukmin and karev, fine. U'mayis in the safta loy kashalei. U'mayis in the safta loy kashalei. Right? So when the Megeizah gets to the Ma'is this after, and why is it not Koshalei? So Chayra, if Rebbe Abraham is right, like Zach just said, then Chayra, the Torah is very simple. Because over here, we have no reason to think that what's motivating him is he has some reason he wants to destroy their karka, right? Hooray, why are we bringing him in? Essentially bringing him in for the cup. For the chayel gonna cut. So now we try to convince him, say, okay, once you're here, you do us a favor, and also keep an eye on the second half. Okay, so we have no reason to think that the only reason why he's doing it is because he wants to mess up the guy's character. Right? Adarabba. We assume what's motivating him is altruistic reasons, and that is because he has the chumras in the kids. That's why he came. That's what we're bringing him for originally. Rabbi said, okay, you know, once you're here, ready, it was a babe, and look like seconds. There's no tzad b'chayra. There's no tzad to say that he's doing it dafka because he wants to mess up the field. Right? And that's why, if I would have just had with the first mukayesim, he says, yeah, it's not kasha klal. It's not to like kasha lay, right? Why? Because kasha doesn't start. Because obviously the whole problem is that we think Bedavka is going to mess it up. Not just that he's just not going to do a good job. See, if he's Bedavka not going to do a good job, then okay, you don't have that chash. But when it's a little funny, when the Mukesef comes to our Gemara and he brings down the Ra'ah, and he says, "Rochelim b'davar, b'tam shliach b'shmirasa, b'shani hacha, d'mishum pal b'dinuku yishtadlo b'shmirasa, mishum mitzvah." Well, didn't he? Right? He's saying, Uchari is saying, over here, he will be mishtadlo. In other words, once he's here already, he's being mishtadlo anyway. That's what it sounds like he's saying. Once he's here, being mishtadlo anyway. Okay, so be mishtadlo all the way. You know, he's not going to do a good job if he's coming here. I mean, his whole reason to be here is for these people for which he feels he shouldn't be here. Bechal, okay, he's not going to do a job. But the ikka why he's here is to help the poor kids. Okay, so once he's doing it, so he'll do a good job also. So that sounds like more that the nusach of the Ritva, and the problem is he won't do a good job, not that he won't have to do a job, because then the Torah is even more simple. So, B'nai Bay, we have a little bit of a problem in the Mukhiyais. Now, the Ritva over here says something interesting, and we had a little bit of a problem in the Ritva, but then Menachem stelled something back in the Ritva, and then L'chayr it's Miosha. Hakapanim, what does the Ritva say? The Ritva says, what's this Migul? He says, Migul, the Makmina Apchapa, Lapalga, Makmina Lakulaima, says the Ritva. B'tayres Yinuka, B'chivan D'loy Hufra Chelka Shel Katan, B'chol Chad B'chad Efshar Ma'achusi B'tayres Katan, B'leka Apachapal Adikni Klav. Says Ritva, Haray, this is one field, right? There aren't two parts to the field. It's one field. We say half. That's the Katan should be the one that's been yared, and half the sister. But it's not. There's no lines drawn to say which half is which. So Mael says the Ritva, so for all intents and purposes, every part could be the cottons, right? And therefore, it's not like we're being maimin apotropis on the chelik of an older person, because batsin apotropis is being maimin on the chelik, on the potential of chelik of the cotton. So I was discussing with him this morning, like, okay, what's he? Fool the guy. Yeah? You know, here's a big field. He bets him only, he only was doing it for the cotton. Okay, now that you fooled him, you have a big field here. Okay, so now he's like stuck. Okay, but if he's not interested in doing it, you know, he's not going to take the job. He's not going to, what does it help? Right? So, Maisa, but Bush tiny this morning. Bush, not Bush, Bush. Bush. Huh?
Bush.
Bullshit. Way too much. Kitsi Tainin, that Ritva is going to Shitasai, but he quotes from the Ramban.
Yes, what?
Yes, right. What did I say? Now that I woke everyone up. Now that I woke everyone up, so now let's maybe see what he has to say. Not just, you know. Rabbi Isai, the Ritva is going with Ramban or Ra, but that the problem with that Aim Mamidin Apotropa the dikni is the pshad, right? And we dafka don't. It's not pshad that we're not going to try to get one, right? We dafka don't. So that means that Rava that is being maimed, the nigo, he's being maimed on Abchava Lichni. That means that Rava is the issue is to solve the problem, to solve the problem of that Abchava. Okay. Now, according to the Rajba, there's no problem with Abchava. The whole ain mamid and Abchava is just you're not going to find someone. Best not going to look. So as the Rabbi says, okay, once like the Rosh says, once we're looking anyway, so we'll try to find, so look a little harder, we'll find someone that we're willing to expand his objective over here. But according to the Ritva, if the issue of the Apotropos is that Eimamidin, Bedafka not because we think he's going to do a bad job, so now Rava's Teretz of Migo has to address that point. Has to address the problem. The male is up the Ritva. He doesn't like the Ras, the Mugayesh's Teretz. That once he's there anyway, once he's working, okay, he'll do a good job in the second half also. No, he doesn't like that. Because for what is working for the cotton, he'll do a good job. And by the time we're going, he won't do a good job. Up is up the Ritva. Here's we have the Kneij. Here's we have the Chap. We talk of Kiel fooling him. The Hainu, for whatever reason, he was masking. That's not the issue over here. He was masking. But we have a chashash that maybe he can do a bad job. Here, by definition, he can't do a bad job. Because for the cotton, he's not going to mess up, right? He has an interest to do a proper job for the cotton, right? Okay, so when he comes to the field, which is the cotton, which is not the cotton's? He has no clue, because there is no chel to the cotton, chel not to the cotton. So by definition, he has to do a good job in the whole thing. If he wants to be not, he's willing to be an opportunity for the cotton. He's willing to do a good job for the cotton, right? LMI for the gold, he's not going to do a good job. But here, he has no choice but to do a good job, even for the gadol, because he doesn't know what the chayel of the cotton is and what the chayel of the gadol is. So Mela, Daflir, Velish Tassai, he seems to favor the what he calls Ramban or the Ra over Rashi, what he calls before. So, the Shitasai, that is what the Gemara is saying. That is what that is the side of the Migu, that since we don't know what chelik is the cotton, so male, we don't have the whole problem. The whole problem of Apotropos is solved because Apotropos doesn't know. There is no one knows because there is none. There is no specific chelik of the cotton. The male. The possible problem of an apotropos is solved. That's what comes out going to Menach was Meyer, that the Rav's going the Shitas of the Rav. Now look more about it there. Look more weiter. Oh, the soif shamu the shchive saft. Shamu the shchive saft. Rashi, the soif shamu shemesa skena. Val bas nishbis loy shamu. There was no word about the daughter that's nishbis, but the saft that we heard that she died. Amr baya. So what do we do now? So Tilsa Yabina Laylachsa. The Tilsa Yabina Laylinuka. The Edoch Tilsa Yabina Danka Lachsa. The Edoch Danka Makmina Lapachapas Laylinuka. And again, Rabbi says, no, Makmina Lapachapas Laydanka. Makmina Lapachapas Laydoch Danka. Says Rashi. So how do we divide it up now? So now that we shamun the Shiva Sakta, Tilsa Yabina Lay to the Achsa. The Vada Ishlish and Chosim. The zoo, Mushlish, Lakot. It's interesting. Rashi says, what does Rashi say? The Vada is Shlish and Lakot in the zoo, the Shlish Lakot. What's this Vada? Rashi means it as Yerusha. Vada, Rashi says. Vaday, why is it Vaday? Shalom Bashmeis, what's the Vaday? Huh? So Chayy Rashi is going to learn like the Ritva. What does Ritva say? Shalom B'Dashchiv Esavta says the Ritva, Pirish B'Eiz Barur. Shalom doesn't mean, like we had before, Shalom B'Shemes. Shalom means Eidus Barura. What now? What's the Ritva's Hechruch? That's Eidus Barura.
Otherwise, we couldn't give the
katan. Says the Ritva, the Eloi, Hechiavina, Midlinuka. The Ha, Eimaridin, Katan, Nechse Shabbat. So, what does the Bayez say? A third for the Achsa, a third for the katan, and the other third, well, we'll see what we'll do about it. Right? If it's just Shamu, Shmuel Ba'alma, so then we have before, it means it's bad if it's a Shabbat. Right? Aim reading cotton, Lanikse Shaboy. The Ritva assumes, even by Shalom Bashemets. Even by Shalom Bashemets. Aim reading cotton, Lanikse Shaboy. So, male, why, how we married the cotton of it? Shlish the Nuka. Elamai Zakir Ritva, Karkach. Shalom Bashemets doesn't mean Shalom Bashemets. Shalom Bashemets means we know. Aiden, we know where Mariah Barura Shemeis. So it could be, again, Rashi doesn't. In Rashi is a little shver. In Rashi, we said Shom Neshkivas Haftar. So if Shom Shemeis, and Rashi doesn't speak out, Rashi says Shom Shemeis. Right? And then 2 seconds later, he turns around and he says, the Dabad Neshlish Nechasim, Shalor, Shlish Lagat. Shlish shalor, shlish lekatan. It sounds like the Ritva that Shom Shemayis is loved after Shom Shemayis. That's true. The Rashi, the mask right before this should have told me that Shom Shemayis means that it's Eidim. Rashi Menei Bey is very shver. Because when Rashi quotes the Gemara Shom Shemayis, he doesn't say like the Ritva. But yet, turns around and says, "Give Tulsa." Rashi says, "The Havada." So Rashi Menei Bey, I really don't know Pshat in Rashi. Upon the second Rashi sounds like the Ritva. And what motivated the Ritva? What motivated the Ritva was a problem. That how you might have cut the Nichse Shabbat. It was just Shmuel Baal. Now, the Rashba, Batsim, dealt with this earlier and also afterwards. The Rashba, Lamaches, and the Rashba over there has his chedushim legabe Shom Bashemes, right? The Rashba over there told us this part of Rashba we dealt with then. Second part we didn't. The first part was the Rashba Mechadish. He married Tushin by Shom Bashemes. Then we are married. They said the chimed is a shalom b'shemeis ki yerush mamish rashvin alei. The Rashba says, but if he wants to be an apotropis, then we'll be my apotropis. That's Shin's Rashba, not Agdiro. LMK Shom Bashemes. Right? If it's Shom Bashemes, again, we have a situation where there's a guy that's willing to be an apotropos. So what do we say? Okay, so why should we put the Yerush in? Why should we put the carbon? It's for the benefit of the Shavui to put an apotropos in. Costs less money. Up is up the Rashba, but it's Shom Bashemes, then we listen to the Yerush. And we put the Yerush instead of the what you call it. the choppers. Even though the choppers are willing to do it, normally we go along with that, not Misham Bashamins. Yeah? Mute, right? But if it's Shom B'Shemei, says the Rajba, Shomim L'Yairich. Afal Gad, the boy, Achel, the Mechaz, Bavatar, Zabatropsus, Mishom, Chim, the Shom B'Shemei, Ki Yairich, Mamish, Chashvin, Olay. Yairich, Chashvin, Olay. This is the Rajba we discussed previously. Rajba said, by Shom B'Shemei, Ki Yairich, Mamish, Chashvin, Olay. As we discussed then, what is the gather of Hashem B'Shemeis? It's just that takes care of the problem of Hefzid or Hashem B'Shemeis. We take it seriously. That's like a Yairish. Mel says the Rajba, even though there's an apotropos that's willing to do the job by Hashem B'Shemeis, then we say we married the car. One second. Varai says, Maril Gabi Safta. The Saif Shamu the Shiva Safta. Amr Abaya, Tilsi Avina Lachs, Tilsi Avina Lenuka. Vafgav, Amri, the Kabla Nichse Shavoy. Right? Amri, right? Rudder Vaz Kasha. Amri, the Kabla Nichse Shavoy. Hacha, given the Shamba Shemais, Maridin. Why? Same Yisai. The Kavadai, Yairish, Mashvinon, Le. Kavadai, Yairish, Mashvinon, Le. Rav and Ami, the Paul Gabaya, but Danka, the Achse, the Shabbai. Right? He says, even Rav, it argues with Abaya, and says that we put an apotropos, we say Migo. Right? We say Migo. Says the Rajbo, that's only on the second sixth. But on the third, there's three parts over here. There's the third that we're giving to the sister, there's the third that we're giving to the cotton, and the last third, we divide it in half, each one gets a sixth. And there, and over there, Abaye said, we're Mayim and Apotropos on the sixth. Right? What about the third? Why is no apotropos on the third? Why are we giving that straight to the cotton?
Yerush.
So?
Belongs to him.
But we might have an apotropos even for Yerush.
No, we're not choishish.
Rajba asked, Tamiya Lee, and Rajba Yas, Latilsa Dinuka Nami Luka Apotropa. The Baal Menami Apotropa Mokmina Leinuki. The Bez and Abim Shalai Zayimim, Lachash Lefz and Ilsayim. Now that it's Yerusha, so what? The Bez doesn't care about it anymore. So it's Yerusha. Zol Zayin is Yerusha. So we're worried, we want to save the Yisayim from themselves. So you're right. Zol Zayin is Yerusha. Right? So why is that a reason not to have an Apotropos? Necessarily. At first it was all...
It's a different type?
What?
It's a different type of apotropos.
Okay, so... There's no apotropos though. Why not? You're right. Not the cash, not the shmir. Same. Let's put on... He'll wear his other apotropos hat. But why talking not? Says the Rajba, Hishlam, it tells the Inuka, Inachas le Inuka, ad the mukmina le apotropos leslam, though. Over here, lenachas le klap. So the first Eretz Rajba says, Nafkamina is, maybe Anachnami, eventually we'll be Maimon Apotropos on the Chaluk of the third of the Inuka, but we don't care if he goes into the field without the Apotropos. Mashenkein, that last third, which is still Shaya, we still have to worry about the Shavui, they were not going to let the cotton go into his sixth, yeah, without an Apotropos. Because here, we're not just worrying, we're protecting him from himself, we're protecting the Shavuot. says the Rashba. Inami Efsher, the hard, you know, Galav cut Mamishu. Not Mamish, a little kid. Right? Is Yinuka al dain katnu shloi hoy roi lemnoise b'shal cher? He's not responsible enough that we should trust him with other people's stuff, but for his own stuff maybe he's enough. Now says the, back to the Rajba Lamed Ches. Says the Rajba, even Rava that argues in Abaya. He say you do say migu, he'll mind that the trumpets in the whole third. That's only on the sixth of the sister, Baba Milk, Baba Batilsa, Lemakminapachapa, Mishom, oh, Mishom, like Zevi said before, the Shom of Asap, the Shemesa, the Hainu, because there's a fundamental difference between the middle third, or the sixth, the 2/6, and the third. That's in the Inuka, because this again says the Rajma, you see, my side. That Shom B'Shemes, we take that very seriously. And we say, Chashmina Mamesh Ki Yairish. So that's why, when Rava talks about the Apotropos with the Migo over here, the Migo is not going to extend necessarily to the third. It just extends to the other six, right? But the third, and he's getting at, the third he's actually getting as a Yairish. Third is getting as a Yairish. So Mela, because it was Loishamu, because it was Loishamu on the other sister. Agapon, that's the side of the Rajba. That Shamba Shemes, Chashvina Lek Yairish Mamish. And therefore, that's the answer to the first problem. First, Akasha. How are you reading cotton and Yachse Shavoy? By Shamba Shemes, we are. By Shamba Shemes, we are. And also, there's no din of, they have to go with the Apotropos if the Apotropos wants. And the third place where the Rajba says it, the guy in the din of aim reading carbon nixay cup. He's again the next sugya. But over there, so the Rav Lamaches is talking about the din of aim reading cotton and nixay shavui. There's also a halacha of aim reading karav and nixay cotton. So there also the Rav says, what if it's shamba shemeis? What about shamba lo shemeis? Says the Rajba on. In the Hemshchum of the Gemara, he says, "Adu katan shenishba v'sham by shemeis em reading karvan chasa avadai yehechid em reading katan nechse shavoi gishlay sham by shemeis sham by shemeis meriden." The Raj makes a tushta. Yeah, Daniel says the Raj, but just like even in those halacha em reading katan nechse shavoi, but sham by shemeis. Meridin, that's our Gemara we just saw, according to the Rashba. Hachinam Meridin Karv Nechzei Katn Gisham B'Shemeis. Abishay Meridin Kishloi Shem B'Shemeis. You can't even marry a Karv Nechzei Katn B'Shem B'Shemeis. You are. Why? Same as like. Because then we look at him as the Yerush. So in these three places, the Rashba is Megala to me.
What? You're yari the karev for the katan, by shem shemes.
Yes, and the shomba the katan died. So just like we married a katan, nixe shavui, shomba shemes. We also married a karev, nixe katan, by shomba let the katan die.
Huh.
You know, and just like, and even though it's an apotropos that's willing to do it. Karev doesn't want the Apotropos. Hashem Hashemayz, we don't care about the Apotropos. Again, three halachas that the Rashba takes out from his Yisayin, that Hashem Hashemayz, which that is, Chashvin Alei, Ke Vadei Yairish. Yes, Daniel.
Would the Raha agree with the fact that if we were able to find a guy that wanted to also live with Karev's field, then by Hashem Hashemayz, that we would?
What?
If we were able to find an Apotropos, that we would be liable. that would want to work the field.
Rav doesn't hold such a thing.
What?
Rav says no such thing. Rav says we're not married enough to Shabbos. So even if he wants
it. If it happened to be that we found the guy.
What do you mean found the guy? There is no guy. There is no such guy.
There is Machlokas.
Huh? Rav says there is no such guy.
Rav says we find one who will take him. Rav says he's
dead. The Rav's Raya is not Raya for your Rashba.
What?
The Ritter's Raya that when we find out the we're not going to use him is not a Raya if you're the Rashba. It's the only the reason why not bring up the Kabbalah is because you're Yerush.
Is Buzz Raya that what?
Probably Raya, if you find out the Kabbalah, we don't bring him down.
What's his Raya?
Because we saw that by the
wait, before? We call it the Ramban?
Over here, this one.
What is it saying?
Beinus Bura. Has to be Beinus Bura.
Eitz Bura.
That
Eitz Bura. That's what I said. The Ritva brings the Raya from Cotton. I said, the Rajma answers that. Uh-huh. That's what I said. The Rajma answers Ritva's problem. Ritva had a problem. That, how you can't be mined with Cotton. Yeah? Amy reading the carb and cotton, so how can you give Amy and cotton to Shabbos, so how can you give the Tulsalinuka? The Rajma is not sure. And then the Rajma says, Toko Shambles left Afka. Quite the Rajma is not, you don't have to say that. Quite says that meant the point. Quite the Rajma, we don't say Shambles left Afka. Shambles means Shambles, but even by Shambles, Shambles by Shemais, then we say, reading cotton, the Nich say, Shambles, finish the Gemara. Rav Amar, maybe the Mukha Apachapas, the Danka, Mukha Apachapas, the Yiduch Danka, the Grashi. Danka, Shtus, Chatsi, Shtus, Shabin, Vachsa, Marabshach. In Mesa, Vachois, Harichatsi, Chelko, Lazu. Vim Lav, then the classic Maritan Karb, the Chse Shabbi. Yiduch Danka, Levin Allah. Why? Shema, Shalkotnik. Maybe she died, and really now belongs to the cotton. And we didn't carve, and I said cotton.